Brexit's Nigel Farage calls for fresh referendum to leave deportation blocking European court. By Kurt Zindelka on February 7, 2023. British voters are once again needed to fulfill the promise of taking back control of the country's borders through a Brexit-style national referendum on leaving the deportation blocking European Court of Human Rights, Nigel Farage has argued. The Conservative Party of Prime Minister Rishi Sunak cannot be trusted to free the UK from the European Court of Human Rights, ECHR, which the Boris Johnson administration opted to remain in despite leaving the European Union. And therefore a national referendum and a dramatic political insurgency will be required to break the final chains of the bloc's hold on Britain, Nigel Farage, the leader of the Brexit movement, said. Amid the growing migrant crisis, which has seen over 80,000 illegal migrants cross the English Channel since the UK left the European Union, the country's continued membership in the ECHR has become a hot-button political issue. Though Brexit saw Britain leave the bloc in 2020, it still remained in the Council of Europe, and as a consequence under the purview of the European Court of Human Rights, both of which are technically separate institutions from the EU. Yet, the supposed distinction is undermined by the fact that the court and the bloc share the same anthem, flag, and headquarters district in Strasbourg. The decision by Johnson to allow the ECHR to maintain jurisdiction over the UK backfired spectacularly in June of last year when European judges issued a last-minute order to prevent a deportation flight of illegal migrants to an asylum processing centre in Rwanda, a scheme that represented the Conservative government's chief deterrence policy towards future illegal migrants. Though the policy later faced legal challenges within the British judiciary, a process that is still outgoing, should the policy pass legal muster at home, Britain's continued membership in the ECHR throws into doubt whether the Rwanda plan will ever actually get off the ground. In response to growing dissatisfaction with the Tories over their migration failures, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has suggested putting a pledge to lead the court in the party's next election manifesto. However, this has already drawn some pushback from globalist elements within the Conservative ranks, and given the party's long history of not delivering on election promises surrounding migration, Brexit leader Nigel Farage called for another national referendum to finally put the issue to bed. Writing in London's Daily Telegraph, Mr. Farage wrote, "Unfortunately, history tells us that, for all its promises, the Conservative Party is incapable of the sort of radical thinking required to extract us from this nightmare. For as long as the Tories are in power, therefore, tens of thousands of people will continue to cross the Channel each year. What is perhaps most disturbing of all is that no mainstream political party, least of all the Labour Party, will lift a finger to challenge this cataclysmic failing. However you spin it, the only way Britain will ever leave the ECHR is via national referendum." Mr. Farage also expressed doubt over proposals to put forward legislation that would add notwithstanding clauses to allow British judges to overrule the ECHR on matters of deportations, noting that the political leanings of much of our judiciary would likely see UK courts fall in line with the open borders agenda of the European Court. Indeed, British judges have a track record of siding with pro-mass migration activist groups and lawyers in blocking the deportation of foreign criminals on often dubious human rights grounds. The Brexit leader said that the issue of illegal migration is increasingly becoming a matter of national security, warning that the UK faces a similar fate to Sweden, which he said demonstrated the appalling dangers of allowing vast numbers of young, single men from different cultures into your country. Last year, a report from the Chief Inspector of Borders and Immigration found that as a result of the massive waves of illegals being brought ashore, border officials routinely failed to perform basic due diligence when recording information on migrant arrivals, such as recording the names and fingerprints of illegals. The watchdog said that such failures have facilitated scores of migrants to disappear into the country after absconding from taxpayer-funded hotel accommodations. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.